Now, I want to talk about some interesting plants, alpine plants. These plants grow in alpine climates. This, of course, means they live in extremely cold conditions. So, how do they survive in such a harsh climate? Well, see, over time, alpine plants have developed some adaptations to help them survive. Let's take a look at these adaptations. So, one adaptation that alpine plants have developed to live in freezing temperatures is their ability to increase the concentration of chemicals in their tissues. This increase lowers the freezing point of water in those tissues, preventing tissues from freezing. This phenomenon is called freezing point depression, and it's the same reason we put antifreeze in our cars during the cold weather. The antifreeze freezes at a much lower temperature than pure water, so the solution can continue to circulate and cool the engine, even though the temperature is below the freezing point of pure water. Amazing, right? But freezing point depression is only effective when the temperature is only moderately cold. Now, in extremely cold temperatures, alpine plants have to rely on a second adaptation, which is the ability to remove water from their cells. They store this water in the spaces between the cells. So, when water freezes, the ice crystals are outside of the cell. This means that these ice crystals won't cause damage to the cell. Interesting, right? Now, of course, if all these strategies fail to prevent frost damage, alpine plants still have a backup strategy, which is to repair or replace the damaged tissues. Of course, it's much better to prevent damage in the first place.